Welcome to episode 296. I am your host, Al Martinez, also known as Al for Mike. Today's episode is titled Beretta APX-A1. We're going to dive in to specific firearms during the course of this season. And today, I've picked a firearm that I've purchased and that I'm out on a mission to see how durable this weapon is. We'll talk more about that as we move down the road, downrange. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking I may want to dive into the firearms training and get some pretty good training, RaiderCopTac.com, when you're in the Tampa Bay area, give us a call. We can hook you up on pistol, shotgun, rifle, carbines. Carbines are very nice. And also some other self-defense issues that you might have, we can help you out with. So that's RaiderCopTac.com. And to hear all our podcasts from number 1 to number 296, which is this episode, you can go to RaiderCop.com. And or wherever you get your podcast, you know, some, you know, nowadays it's real personal with people. Nah, I'm not going there. I got my own thing going. So, you got your own thing. I'm not going to get in the way. But again, you can contact us at RaiderCopTac.com. We'll be more than willing to work with you and train you in whatever discipline you want. You can also call us at area code 813-942-7400. Now, getting back to the politics of the day, this actual podcast is a little bit behind. So, and what I mean behind, I've actually, let me rephrase that. It's actually a little bit ahead. So, I've recorded this, a lot of these programs, 295, 294, 293 earlier, because I was going to have surgery. So I didn't know how I was going to, you know, how that was going to affect the podcast. And so I decided to do those episodes outside of the normal scheduling. For you, the listener, if we've advertised, this is what's next, that's what you've gotten. But there are certain days at times in the month that we're going to record something for a show that's coming up. So that was a little bit out of sequence, you know, for the surgery. So I'm actually commenting about the State of the Union address, which you're probably looking at your watch or your calendar on your iPhone or Samsung or whatever you have and saying, what the hell is he talking about? This was like 2 weeks ago. So that's, I'm just chiming in my two cents as we speak. But back then, I witnessed, like you might have witnessed, a very old, decrepit, angry, old man. And he, on one hand, said that he didn't seek conflict with other nations, but he did want to get down to the MAGA movement, white supremacy, and all this other baloney on January 6th. So the clear message is, I'm a worthless spine as a president dealing with other countries and internationally, but my people I will suppress. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. So it's depressing to many Americans. I think it's time for us as citizens to become a little bit more aggressive with what we expect and get that message out there. I've discussed it in other podcasts, so I'm not going to repeat it over and over again, but it's time to get mad. It's time to get angry and take that frustration out on a ballot box and vote. Vote your conscience. Vote how you were brought up. If you think it's fine to indoctrinate little kids and having them change, you know, their sex, hey, that's on you and your maker. If you're fine with high gas, inflation, a country that has a weak spine, people, our enemies taking advantage of us, living in a constant world of fear that we live in today, whether we're going to be, you know, war, or if you're, God forbid, traveling or living in a blue state. So if you're fine with all that, then I guess Joe's your guy. But if you're not, it's time to get angry. It's very important. All right, let me run a little bit through the list of shows that are coming up after this one. We're going to do First Shots with Eminem. That's episode 297. We brought Eminem onto the platform. She's going to be talking to the audience about wellness and as a new novice shooter on different evolutions and platforms. And she's going to be, you know, discussing first shots, first time gun was placed in her hand. I actually placed several capacities, were different from a 380 to a 9mm to a 40mm. And we're going to discuss that and how that felt and what were the fear, the anxieties and so forth that she might have had. All right, so that's March 27th. April 3rd, episode 298 is going to be Bolo. And every time you hear Bolo, it will be followed up by the name of that podcast, Fidel Gonzalez, and we're going to feature his art, photographs, and art that he paints. And I'm looking forward to that. That's an interview. Episode 299, April 10th, New Jersey Concealed Carry with our Kilo Sierra. They're really excited up in New Jersey because they can, you know, giving out permit classes. Now, yeah, I know, just calm down. If you live in a red state, you're like, really, bro? We've been doing this for 40 years. Well, Jersey just caught on, so try to be patient. April 17th, episode 3000, myself and Eminem will talk about wellness. I'm going to talk about my surgery and what it entailed and what difficulties there was with it and, you know, and how I recovered from it. And I can give you a hint, a lot of it's going to be mindset. So look forward to that. April 24th, The Carbine Experience with Eminem, episode 301. As the new shooter, we put a 9mm carbine in Eminem's hand with an optic. She'll talk about that and how exciting that was. May 1st, episode 302, The Heel of Hand. And it's, again, hand position. Remember we talked about the wall and then bang? Well, this is going to be the heel of the hand, where it should be positioned, and give you a better grip in holding that muzzle recoil. That's episode 302. And March 8th, 2024, episode 303, Be Ready. Be Ready. So Be Ready is going to be a podcast a little bit about things that you have to have if you're really serious about the Second Amendment. Now, if you're carrying a weapon, are you carrying it every day? Is it loaded when you carry? Do you have an extra magazine? Do you carry that weapon in the same position? Do you have a first aid kit? And so forth. And that's what that episode's going to be. So look forward. We're going to pause there. I'm not going to go any further because I still got to talk to some of my co-hosts and bring some other issues, some other platforms, and some other guests that are coming on. And I haven't had the time to come up with scheduling because of the surgery. So thank you, and we appreciate it. Now we're going to mosey on down as we talked about, you know, Crooked Joe and his yelling. So that's the end of the intro. Now it's time to take out our Bibles and pick up the good book and turn to the Psalms. Psalms. Remember when Joe tried to pronounce Psalms once? I'll see if I can find that video and attach it. Psalms 145, verse 18 says, "The Lord is near to all who call upon him, and to all who call upon him in truth." And there's a lot of phony people out there. They're calling. They act a certain way, talk a certain way, but we really don't know what they're all about. But the good Lord, the guy upstairs, he definitely knows what's in your heart, and you can't pull one past him. So today's episode is Beretta, APX-A1. We're going to dive in episode 296. What is so special about this weapon? A little bit about Beretta for you new shooters. You know, you probably heard of the brand, but you might not know a little bit about the history. It is a weapon that I own, that I am currently doing my little field testing on, and I want to share that. So it's time to call the clowns, and let's start the main event.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the main event.
Beretta APX-A1 is a Italian gun manufacturer that was founded in 1526. That's a lot of years, exactly 498 years ago. And the founder was named Bartolomeo Beretta. There where you get the last name Beretta, the guns Beretta, get it? In 1918, Beretta created Model 1918, which was one of the first submachine guns in the world. Beretta would continue to manufacture rifles and pistols for the Italian army and military. After World War II, remember the Italians with Benito Mussolini were with the Nazis, they lost. So after World War II, Beretta were involved in repairing American M1 rifles. So it's pretty much a pretty good contract for Beretta after the war. Beretta would continue to develop firearms for the Italian army and police. In 1970, Beretta started making guns for the Brazilian government and specifically for their military. Now, this would branch Beretta out into doing guns outside of Italy, even though people were probably in possession of these guns outside of Italy, but now to foreign governments. And Brazil, this plant that they had in Brazil would create the Model 92. This would be an instrumental step for Beretta in its future developments, but this is still early 1970s. By the end of that decade, Beretta would close that, well, not close, sell that plant and leave Brazil. They sold the plant to Taurus, which is another gun manufacturer that has had that Beretta plant ever since. In the 1980s, Beretta would be selected as doing the M9 pistol for the United States Army. Now, this would be monumental in Beretta's future because it was a huge contract dealing with about, I believe it was 300,000 pistols that had to be produced. And the M9 was first in the 1980s given to the United States Army. They selected out of a repertoire of other manufacturers, they picked Beretta. And that put Beretta on the map, even though they technically have been on the map for a long time. The development from that M9 would come the 92FS, would be a primary sidearm for the United States Army, Marine Corps, Navy, and Air Force. It was also a primary weapon, the 92F, for a lot of police departments, specifically the Los Angeles Police Department, one that comes to mind. They would use that platform, that weapon. It did very well, and it was a very accurate gun. Of course, Glock people right now are covering their ears and basically saying, I can't hear you, I can't hear you. Beretta would finish this compact, this producing guns for the United States military in 2019 as the new contract would be awarded to Sig Sauer in the P320. So from the 1980s all the way to 2019, the sidearm used by the United States military was that Beretta. But once they lost that contract in 2019, that's what's bringing us to this show today. This weapon that I'm specifically, this model that I'm talking about, the Beretta APX A1, was the one that they introduced in the trials for the military. Now, of course, it had military specs a little bit different from the civilianized one that I'm talking about now. But nevertheless, they were going to compete against a lot of other companies. Glock, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Beretta, and a lot more. And again, Sig would end up getting that contract. Now, this weapon really came at a very reasonable price. I purchased this weapon about over a year ago, and it was a steal. Now, $399 at the time for a full-size weapon. Now, the specs on the APX A1, the full-size one, is the barrel length is 4.25 inches, weighing 29 ounces, of course, to strike a fire. And the overall length of the weapon is about 7.5. So it's a full automatic pistol, similar to the Glock 17 and those type of size that I'm trying to give you a picture of. And so it's great for duty use. Now, is this the perfect concealed weapon? No, because it's a 4.25 inches in the barrel, so it's quite large. And but you could carry it in the winter with a coat and so forth. And we're going to talk a little bit about one of the problem areas with this weapon, but We're going to talk about the good first. So this is what brings us to this show. So I purchased the weapon for $399. As soon as I got it, I took it out of the box, and I immediately fell in love with the feel. The tang, the grip was very high. It was the cutout right underneath the trigger guard. I loved the way it felt. Put a nice hold on it. And I just said, well, you know what? If it feels a little heavy on the point, like if it's dipping down, maybe I'm going to get a lot of recoil. But of course, I won't know until I go to the range. The trigger felt, although plasticky to me, like a toy, I loved how the reset just clicked right in. So off we went to the range. It worked tremendously. Beretta's ability to create accurate weapons is beyond conversation. And the APX-A1 doesn't pull any punches. It is, for the price point, excellent. Somebody asked me, would I carry it on duty if I was still actively working? And, of course, the ability to have it. And I said yes. That's how confident I am. Now, one of the tests I'm running, because Beretta got the contract to do the APX-A1 for the Brazilian Army. They lost the contract with the U.S., SIG-01, but they did win one with the Brazilian Army. But the Brazilian Army had one request, and that was they wanted the gun to run 1,000 rounds dirty, not to clean it. They didn't want their soldiers cleaning the weapon every time they shot. They wanted it dirty, and they wanted to do a 1,000-round test. So Beretta created the weapon not with 1,000 rounds dirty in mind, but 3,000 rounds dirty in mind. Currently, I'm up to 500, and it has not been cleaned, and it runs like butter. It runs like butter. Now, this isn't the podcast, the Glock guys and the Smith & Wesson group and the Zig-Zauer group and every. There's always going to be guns out there that, I've never seen a gun I didn't like. So let's start with that. This is no different. What I liked about this gun, it's its price point. For me, it's kind of hard to filter in. I'm going to spend $800, $900, $1,000 on a pistol. And I might use it, and I might have to hurt somebody with it for my protection or that of my family. Then the gun's going to get confiscated and go into evidence, and I might see it a year from now. And, and then we got to get down to the brass tacks. The elephant in the room. How do you explain Glock? Because, come on, we all know. The late 80s, the plastic gun, don't put it on your dashboard in your car, it might melt. All the jokes were out there. The bottom line is, it is the Toyota of guns today. It is reliable. If I had to go into combat with a pistol, I can guarantee you Glock's coming out of the safe because it's a proven product. Not saying Beretta isn't, but this specific model, the APX-A1, deserves a hard look basically on the price point. Now, on the downside to this weapon. There is like zero accessories out there. Now, it does give you the plate where you can put an optic on it. It has to be specific optics or, specific plates. You have to buy them from Beretta to put optics on it. But nevertheless, it runs like butter. I'm very impressed by it. Would I trade it off in combat for a Glock? It's tough right now. I'm going to stay with Glock because my trial here with Beretta is not over. But I am very impressed by this weapon. And they recently came out with the compact. Don't quote me on this, but I believe it's 3.7 inches on the barrel. And then they came out, I think, with a smaller compact. I'm not sure, but that one was a little bit of a dud. But they're getting better. They're targeting this weapon towards the American population. And it's worth a look. It is a big gun. Oh, and on the recoil, remember I told you, well, I think that the barrel is so long at 4.25 inches, kind of bends down when you're holding it. I might get a lot of recoil. No. Recoil was almost not even a thing because the Beretta was well engineered. So definitely a gun to look at. And when we do with Eminem as the new shooter, she's going, it's not coming up next month, but it's coming up. When she does the show First Shots, that's going to be a Beretta 84F. And then she also shot a Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm and the Glock 40, which was a 26. She shot those. And that's what we're going to highlight on that show. But she did get to shoot this APX-A1. And there was a lot of smiles while she was shooting it. But we'll go through a little bit of the anxieties, grip issues, and some other things that she might have had with that weapon when we get to those shows. But, again, highly recommend it. Definitely on the price point. I think it is a well-oiled machine for the price point. And I keep on saying that because could I get a better pistol than that? Of course, but I probably have to spend over $800 or $900 or $1,000. So you can't go wrong at that price point. Now, would I've answered the question, but I'm repeating it again. Would I have carried it on duty? Yes, I would have. Because it is that spot on. Again, well-engineered weapon by Beretta. Highly recommended. Up next is First Shots with Eminem, episode 297, and that is March 27th. If you're looking for a good gunsmith, I know the guy. His name is Pistol Pete the Gunsmith. He's down in Miami. You can give him a ring. The information is down in the show notes. Or you can find him on Facebook. Just look up Pistol Pete the Gunsmith. This guy does magic. I've known Pete for a long, long time. My life was in his hands because he was my gunsmith when I was working out there. So, highly recommend it. Also, you're in the New Jersey area. Don't forget Kilo Sierra. His information is down in the show notes. His company, you want to get that CCW class over in New Jersey, he's your guy. And if you're down in South Florida, specifically Miami, don't forget AAA Gun Safety with Amado. Excellent instructors, highly recommend them. And you can't go wrong without them. You know, we continue to do shows, and I'm starting to like the groove of the shows that we're doing. I want to apologize for sounding like Daffy Duck, but it's a road that I have to walk, and I'm walking it, and thank God you're here with me, walking it with me. So, continue to stay focused downrange. Continue to stay focused on you, praying for yourself. Continue to focus on your family, your community, the law enforcement agencies that serve you. And most importantly, continue to keep our great country, the United States of America, in prayer. This is Alpha Bank, and I'll see you downrange.
Coming alive with the heart.
4323, CSI 1322.